Is this the end of Sodalicium? Summary. This week's installment argues that clergy sexual abuse in Latin America persists not primarily because of religious doctrine, but because of systemic political and judicial failure. Across countries such as Peru and Mexico, abuse cases reveal a consistent pattern. Institutions act not when violations occur, but when political or reputational pressure makes inaction costly. In Mexico, the case of Luz del Mundo illustrates this dynamic clearly. Despite the 2022 conviction of its leader in California, Mexican authorities showed little inclination to pursue parallel investigations or cooperate meaningfully, even as U.S. authorities escalated their efforts. Only after survivors succeeded in drawing international media attention, highlighting the contradiction between available evidence and state inaction, did the Mexican government begin to shift its position. The sequence suggests not a lack of information, but a lack of priority. Sexual abuse and related human rights violations do not rank high enough to trigger institutional action on their own. A similar logic operates in Peru, where the suppression of the Sodalicium of Christian life by the Vatican underscores a critical divide between ecclesiastical decisions in Rome and political realities in Lima. While Catholic leadership, including Cardinal Carlos Castillo and Vatican envoy Jordi Bertomeu, publicly acknowledged the scale of abuse and attempted symbolic acts of atonement, these gestures exist alongside a far more complex and unresolved situation on the ground. The case of Catacayos exemplifies this complexity. There, abuses linked to the Sodalicium extend beyond sexual violence into land seizure, coercion, and lethal conflict, including the killing of community leader Guadalupe Zapata Sosa. Addressing such a case would require more than canonical suppression. It would demand a level of institutional response comparable to an Australian-style royal commission, involving sustained judicial capacity, political will, and administrative coordination. The current Peruvian political landscape, marked by fragmentation and instability, is ill-equipped to sustain such an effort. This structural incapacity is reinforced by political dynamics surrounding the upcoming Peruvian presidential runoff. Even if a new administration were inclined to act, it would likely depend on legislative alliances with actors such as Rafael López Aliaga, who has known ties to figures connected to the Sodalicium. In this context, accountability risks becoming a negotiable political commodity, contingent on coalition building rather than legal obligation. Within the church itself, the situation reflects similar fragmentation. High-profile acts of repentance in Catacayos were notably attended by some bishops while the leadership of the Peruvian Episcopal Conference was absent, signaling internal divisions and uneven commitment to confronting the Sodalicium legacy. This lack of cohesion further limits the possibility of sustained pressure for accountability, even from within ecclesiastical structures. Comparisons with the United States and Europe underscore the role of institutional strength. In those contexts, legal systems are capable of compelling transparency and prosecution, as seen in ongoing cases in Spain and broader accountability efforts in countries such as France. By contrast, Latin American systems often lack either the capacity or the political will to pursue similar outcomes, resulting in delayed or partial responses. Taken together, these cases reveal a regional pattern in which victims are effectively instrumentalized within political and institutional calculations. Their visibility and the progression of their cases depend less on the severity of the harm than on the degree to which their stories impose costs on those in power. This dynamic does not eliminate agency on the part of survivors or journalists, whose efforts often trigger action, but it highlights a system in which accountability is reactive, contingent, and uneven. The result is a persistent gap between symbolic acknowledgement and structural change. While religious authorities may act at the doctrinal level, and governments may eventually respond under pressure, the deeper conditions that enable abuse, weak justice systems, political incentives, and institutional fragmentation remain largely intact.